Hi, everyone. This is Function Junction, the long-awaited episode on HTTP triggers. And I'm Eric Fleming.
And I'm Sam Timms.
All right. So in the last episode, we kind of touched on, you got to see a little bit of two Git HTTP triggers. They're simple. You got to see it in the portal as well as in Visual Studio. We're going to stick to Visual Studio this time. And these triggers are really going to be more involved with communicating with DocumentDB. So DocumentDB is also now known as CosmosDB. And that's kind of been a recent change here with everything. It was really highly anticipated and talked about after build and everything. So we're going to use that here. There's an emulator for it. Go ahead, Simon.
Oh, I was going to say CosmosDB is a hyperscale database.
Yes.
So if you have hyperscale needs, this is a database for you.
Yes. So we're going to use that in this demo. And how we're going to go through this. We're going to go through a Git and a post communicating with CosmosDB. Yeah, so let's start with the post. And a little bit, I guess before we get to the post, we'll talk about how we can, with the tooling here, it's really easy to wire up the CosmosDB. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see in the parameters here of our Azure function, we have this DocumentDB attribute. And this attribute actually comes in, I'll show you the NuGet package. It's in webjobs.extensions.documentdb in order to get this one. I think some of the other default, like if you just generate the default CRUD application from the tooling, I think it's table storage.
Okay.
So like, I think those packages are already in there for you, but DocumentDB is a different one, not really in there by default. So it took me a minute to find that NuGet package, so it might be helpful.
Great.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's two annotations here. So we've got function junction demo and demo. So what do those two represent?
Yeah. So function junction demo is actually the database for where the collection lives, and the collection here is demo.
Okay. So that first one is like the connection string name.
It's so here I can show you in our handy dandy emulator here.
Oh, okay.
The connection string is actually set up in the local, if we're running this locally, it's a setup in local.settings.json. So here, like I have another, app I've been working on. But here, so like function junction demo is the database name, the brand new database. And this demo is the collection of where the documents are going to live.
So if we were to open up like your local settings.
Yeah.
So that has a connection string in it. So
correct.
So a DocumentDB connection string, this thing that you're talking to, can contain multiple like databases, and each one of those can contain multiple collections.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So yeah. So that's kind of like synonymous with SQL Server, right? So you connect to a server, and the server could have multiple databases, and each database can have multiple tables.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm good with that.
Cool. So that's pretty much it. That's how you set up kind of that communication of adding items to the DocumentDB and getting items back from the DocumentDB. So you have this connection string in here, and you set up the collection that you want to write to, read and write to, and from which database you just specified, like you're good to go. So like you can see here in the Git function, we have items.where it's actually, we're iterating on the collection that we pulled that we've specified here. And in the post, we have collection.add. We're adding it to that actual collection.
Okay, awesome. So collection probably has like add and delete and a few other functions on it.
Let's take a look. Collection dot.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess add.
Yeah.
All right, so there must be some other way of doing delete. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, later. Exactly.
Okay. Awesome.
So yeah, so let's add an item here, and then we can with the post, and then we can read it back from CosmosDB with the Git.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to use postmain here to set this up, bring it over. So I have just this little this little object here, which I guess I didn't really explain, this demo model, which is just a POCO, you know, C# model that we can use, which the property I have on it right now is first name.
Okay.
So for the post, this is the URL that we have, which we kind of touched on in the last episode. And I'll send the object with just a first name of Hello Simon. Let's put a comma in there. Mm-hmm. We'll hit send. I should probably run the project first.
All right.
Yeah, and we'll see. So this spins it up, and we can see, you know, what the URLs for both of our triggers are going to be. So that's there. Not sure what just happened. All right, so we're back. So let's hit it with postman. Let me put a breakpoint in here so you can see it. Send it this time. All right, so.
Okay, so we just read the request content. So it's just reading like the body of the HTTP request.
Correct, yeah. Deserialize it into the demo model. So we can look at the post data, and we see first name is Hello Simon, which is what I passed it. And then we call collection add, and it'll be there.
Okay.
We'll finish the transaction here, and then we'll pull up the emulator, look at documents. Hey, we have a document.
Oh, look at that.
With the first name of Hello Simon.
Excellent.
So look at that. Yeah. Oh, I've probably hurt myself because now I have to pass that in a query string, don't I?
Indeed you do. All right. Let's see you go and escape that. You might even get lucky. Postman might escape it for you.
You think?
Let's go try and see.
I don't think so. All right. So still running. Let's we'll do name equals Hello Simon.
We'll see. 50-50 chance it'll work, right?
Yeah, do I have a breakpoint in here?
I think so.
You can check it out. Yeah. All right, send. Oh, it's in there. Wow, it does.
Look at that.
For you. That's nifty. I didn't know that. See, learned something new. So now we're in our Git. So now we actually have the items that were in that collection. So you can see we have one item there. And now I'm actually using a link statement to iterate through the Cosmos DB items. So I'm going to iterate, you know, I'm going to check for the items where the first name is Hello Simon, which is what I passed in the query string. And we'll look at our item. We should have one. Look at that. We have our object with first name of Hello Simon. Nice. Yeah.
All right. And that's just going to get encoded back into the output?
Yeah. I didn't.
Oh, we're just doing it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
it's as simple as that.
It is as simple as that. So, like, we have two Azure functions here that were set up really easily to talk to DocumentDB to put some data in there and then read the data back out.
Wow. It's easy. You can build a to-do list app in no time.
Exactly. Alrighty. Well, great. I think that's it for this one. Keep it short and sweet. So what trigger do you want to do next? Do we need to cover anything else on HTTP?
There might be a couple of things with HTTP we might want to cover, but we can do that in a future episode. So maybe we'll take a look at queue storage, maybe storage queues. So the triggers that we still need to look at, I think, and I'm trying to do this off the top of my head here. So we've done HTTP, so we still have like schedule to do. We have storage queues, we have service bus queues and topics. We have event hub. And I think that's it. There might be one more that I'm forgetting in there. But so we've got at least 5 more episodes just on our introductory triggers, and then we'll have to come up with more topics.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be plenty.
I imagine.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Function Junction. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.